This is one of our favorite times of the week, Matt. I would love to introduce you to Liz. She is our friend through Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly. Good morning, Liz.
Oh, good morning to you.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing very well.
Did you have a good week?
Yes. I've had a very good week considering everything that's going on around the world right now.
Oh, yeah.
That is very true. Yeah, I wanted to circle back to something that you brought up last week because you were talking about going through the polio epidemic. And Matt, Liz was a teacher and her mom a nurse. And she, as a kid, was really curious about, you know, polio and what was going on and had lots of questions. And she's had quite fun adventures that she's told us about. But this was one of the first times you really talked about your mom. Can you tell us a little bit more about her? And
well, my mother was a nurse. She graduated from nursing in Chicago back in the 30s, which was a whole different age than now. And I have a wonderful story about her. She was in a biology class, and she was asked to look in a microscope, and she looked at it, and she almost croaked because she has platinum blonde hair. And when she looked at that microscope and saw what was on her hair, she could not believe it. And by the time I was born, she was one of those people that was a fanatical house cleaner because she just was so shocked at what was on her own hair.
What she saw in the microscope.
She saw the light on germs.
Wow, what would she be like right now with coronavirus?
Kenny's beard.
Well, she would be very, very concerned because they didn't have any kind of inoculations or anything like that back when she was in nursing school. And so, I mean, on the basis of what it would have been back then, she would be really, really upset.
Right, because she would be on the front lines.
Right.
Wow.
She would be on the front line. She would be one of those people helping people in the nursing, you know, in the emergency room and everywhere else. So I know she used to talk about a lot of the things that she did do when she was in the hospital. And it was very different to the way nursing is done now. They used to have to do bedside, they used to have aides that cleaned the beds and everything else now. Back then, the nurses did it.
Mm-hmm.
They did everything from cleaning the rooms to taking care of the patients to working with the doctors, more so than they do now because the doctors really depended on them a great deal.
My mom was a nurse when she was still working, and her whole career, and actually toward the end of her career, she worked in long-term care facilities, and often as a little bouncy ball kid, little Maddie would be brought along into the facility, and I'd loved it because I would just run around and I would talk with everybody and just visit. But you sound like such a positive soul. You know, Liz, you're just phenomenal. Your energy here is so wonderful. And you said you were a teacher?
Yes, I taught elementary school.
Oh, well, then you know all about keeping, you know, a group together and focused and happy.
Oh,
and so what's your secret these days? I mean, how are you getting through?
Well, you know, I've always been a reader, and I've never been a social butterfly, you know, having to have a lot of people around to keep me interested in life. And so in a lot of ways, I have a better chance of surviving all this because I know how to be by myself. Without feeling sorry for myself, because I can, if nothing else, I can sit and meditate and think about all sorts of things and, teach myself a lot of things. You know, I'm always reading one thing or another all the time. History, science, politics. In fact, I was, they asked me, you know, what I wanted to do and talk about today, and I said politics. And, and then I said, I don't think that'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, we can talk about voting.
Yeah, your timing is perfect.
Yeah, what are your plans to vote?
It by absentee ballot because I'm 83.
Yeah, you're barely getting some sunlight right now just to get outside, let alone go to vote.
Well, you're not alone this time around, Liz. I mean, back in the last presidential election, I think it was something like the numbers 8,000 maybe absentee ballots were requested. And this time around, it's well up over 200,000. I mean, everyone is choosing to vote absentee, vote by mail, to vote early, you know, this time around because of everything that's going on. So you're in good company.
And thank God for Minnesota. They, you know, they've been doing this for years, so they know what the process is very well.
Yeah, and how to keep everyone safe and, yeah, get it done.
Right, yeah.
Wow, yeah.
But I'm really proud to say that I've been voted in every election since I was 21 years old.
Whoa. Oh,
wow.
Wow.
Who was the
That's
first?
That's the way to be your inspiration, Liz, as usual.
Who was the first president? Who? What was the presidential race? Your very first one? Do you remember?
That was John Kennedy.
Ah, yeah, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, I was 21.
Wow.
So
great. Yeah.
I was in Chicago and going to a seminary. I also have a master's in theology. So.
Wow,
Liz,
every day is a surprise.
Matt, let me tell you what happens every Tuesday.
Every time she drops it.
Like, as we're like winding down for time, she's like, oh, by the way, I went on this great road trip. Oh, by the way, I have these great stories about, you know, my family and my life. And that's why we love catching up with you, Liz, because there's always something more.
Well, thank you. I've had an interesting life, I must say.
Well, that sounds like the key is keeping that brain engaged, lifelong learning. I mean, I think you're giving us all a little bit of inspiration here this morning, Liz.
Well, thank you.
Yes, you always do.
Yeah, as long as I'm alive, I'm going to keep reading.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Preach.
All right. Well,
by the way.
Oh, yeah. What? Yeah.
Here she goes.
What? My birthday is tomorrow, and I'll be 84 years old.
Wow.
Happy birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday, Liz. Should we sing?
Yes. All right, come on.
Okay, here we go.
Three, two, one. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Liz. Bum, ba-da. Happy birthday to you. Oh, wow. That was what an unexpected surprise. You're like made for radio, girly. Let me tell you.
She is. She's the best. Oh,
you know
wow.
What? I would just love to meet you guys in person at some time.
Well, one day when it's safe, we're going to have to make that happen.
We are going to make that happen.
I enjoy you all so much. It's the best part of my week.
Oh, Liz, we feel the same way about you. You have a fantastic week and have a great birthday tomorrow.
Well, thank you very much, and you have a good week, too.
Thank you.
Bye, Liz. Have lots of cake.
Yes.
Oh, I
shall.
Well done. Girl, my own heart there.
My chocolate cake that I like so much.
Yeah, she loves her chocolate cake. Yes, you have to have a piece of that for sure.
Yeah, that is for sure. Well, you guys take care.
Bye-bye.
You too. We'll talk next week.
Aww. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, Liz. Oh, isn't she great?
Wonderful. I'm smiling. I can't contain it. It's just that just set my whole day off on a good start. Look at that.
Always really fun. Yeah, we met her through Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly. So if you would like to learn more about the program, it's wonderful. Right now, of course, it's the phone companionship like we're doing. So littlebrothersmn.org. That's the website to go to. They're also on Instagram, and we'll put a link up on our show page too at mytalk1071.com.